Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. On May 14, 2018, Israel celebrated its 70 years existence as a state. And at the same time, they celebrated the opening of the American embassy in Jerusalem. And while there was a jubilant celebration, violence broke out at the Gaza Strip, which was predictable. And equally predictable was the reaction of most of the world powers, with the really only exception of the United States, in condemning Israel for using excessive force towards demonstrations, quote-unquote, by the Palestinians, which were clearly instigated by the terrorist organization Hamas. And even The Week wrote today that Hamas, through a charm offensive, so to speak, played the world powers and especially the Europeans like a fiddle. I found it interesting that while all of that was going on, Benjamin Netanyahu gave a remarkable speech. Now, we know that the violence in the Middle East will continue. We know that the peace talks are dead. They never had a chance, actually, to be successful. But what about events which the Bible prophesies which are going to happen? Now, Turkey, for example. Turkey is at the forefront of accusers. Accusers against Israel, against the United States of America. And the Bible says that Turkey, which is actually biblical Edom, will be very severely punished by God for its hatred towards the Jewish people and for its violent means which they will use in the near future. But the Bible also tells us something else, and you should know the sure word of prophecy. Listen to the comments by Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, I listened to them live. I was quite impressed by what he said. Then I tried to find exactly the wording as to what he had said in the papers, and I couldn't find them there. Most papers chose to ignore them. I finally did find his entire speech published by the Times of Israel, and that is what Benjamin Netanyahu said, amongst other things. In Jerusalem, King David established our capital 3,000 years ago. In Jerusalem, King Solomon built our temple, which stood for many centuries. In Jerusalem, Jewish exiles from Babylon rebuilt the temple, which stood for many more centuries. In Jerusalem, the Maccabees rededicated that temple and restored Jewish sovereignty in this land. And it was here in Jerusalem, some 2,000 years later, that the soldiers of Israel spoke three immortal words: "The Temple Mount is in our hands." Words that lifted the spirit of the entire nation. We are in Jerusalem and we are here to stay. The prophet Zechariah declared over 2,500 years ago, "So said the Lord, I will return to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called the City of Truth." May the opening of this embassy in this city spread the truth far and wide, and may the truth advance a lasting peace between Israel and all our neighbors. God bless the United States of America, and God bless Jerusalem, the eternal, undivided capital of Israel. Did you notice how many times Mr. Netanyahu spoke about the temple and the Temple Mount? Now, of course, you might say I'm putting too much emphasis on these words, because after all, both Mr. Netanyahu and Donald Trump said that they would maintain the status quo when it comes to the Temple Mount. That's what they said, all right. But there's a growing movement, especially in Jerusalem, in the state of Israel, for the building of a third temple. And Benjamin Netanyahu most certainly knows about that. His words cannot be looked upon as just coincidental. A particular coin was printed. On the one side, we see Donald Trump and King Cyrus, the king of Persia, who allowed the Jews to return to build the second temple. and on the other side is a picture of the temple. That is something Mr. Netanyahu knows. And so we need to ask ourselves this question, if that happens, because the Bible clearly talks about the beginning of animal sacrifices on the Temple Mount in conjunction with the building of a third temple prior to the return of Jesus Christ, prior to the coming of the Messiah. What is going to happen? The violence which we already have in the Middle East, which will continue in the Middle East, will reach a boiling point. And then we have a European power, according to the Bible, which will come in to violently suppress those animal sacrifices. But when that happens, the Bible talks about a time of a great tribulation, a time so bad, so terribly filled with suffering, especially for the Jewish people, unparalleled in the history of mankind. Now, you need to understand more as to what is going on behind the scenes, because maybe the building of the temple is not that far off, as some people might perhaps think, or they might even not believe in the fact that a third temple is going to be built prior to the return of Christ. We have several booklets prepared which go into all these scriptures and explain to you from the Bible what is going to happen. Also the fact that the relationship between Israel and the Europeans, and of course also the relationship between the Europeans and America, is going to get worse and worse and worse. All of that is clearly prophesied. We are offering you these booklets free of charge. There is no subscription price. It doesn't cost you anything. We are not asking for some kind of a price, a money amount. We are not offering you the booklet with, like some so cutely put it, a suggested donation of blank dollars. They are absolutely free of charge. The first booklet, because Mr. Netanyahu actually did talk about the prophet Zechariah, is the book of Zechariah, Prophecies for Today. Did you know that the book of Zechariah includes many, many prophecies which are relevant for us today? And they also talk about the building of the third temple. The second one is that in the Bible, the mysteries of the book of Revelation. This booklet, in conjunction with the third one, the fall and rise of the Jewish people, they go into many scriptures showing you from the pages of the Bible that in these end times, prior to the return of Christ, a third temple is going to be built. We are not just talking about a spiritual temple, the church. We are talking also about a physical temple in conjunction with the bringing of animal sacrifices. All of that is clearly prophesied. The Bible even tells you the approximate time as to when those animal sacrifices will be taken away again. So you can and you should know the truth. You shouldn't be deceived by those who give you a different gospel. So please ask for these free booklets and we'll keep you informed as to what is going to happen and what is happening. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.